And Wayne. Yay! I'm so glad to be here. Oh, God. I got to say it. I get to be a part of the intro. We're actually around a campfire.
We are actually. I'm going to put my microphone. Yeah, we're not going to try to light it on fire, but there is a real campfire in front of us.
That's spectacular.
It's nailed it. It's like a towel on the dryer. The pop filter is the
favorite. Sure. No, it is. It is. It is.
Well, listeners, this is a special episode of Around the Campfire.
We have a very special episode. We're sitting around the campfire with the Wayne Kennedy.
In his backyard with his wonderful family.
Yes.
The incomparable Julie Kennedy, the brilliant Joe Kennedy, and Talene. I don't know your last name, I'm so sorry.
Leon.
Talene. And the ever wonderful Talene Leon. We will edit that in and edit that out.
We'll see about that.
We're sitting in Wayne's backyard doing a promo for
the live shows.
The live shows.
And Jack couldn't be here.
And Jack could not be here. He's sorely missed and he's missing out on bourbon and a campfire.
He has a thing going on.
He did not want to add another thing onto his plate because he is going to open Flaming a Memory this weekend.
Yes, July
17th and 18th. That sounds right, right?
Yeah, at the BDC stage.
Yeah.
When does this air? When do you do this? Right, so that's their first rehearsal, and they're Friday, Saturday, this week. And I listen to them rehearse, and they sound great, as you would expect.
Good. So get them tickies for that.
Yeah, I get the tickies.
Yeah. But otherwise, we're here to hang out with Wayne and kind of talk about the live shows and get everyone super jazzed about that.
Yeah, do a little preview about what you might experience with Wayne on August 6th.
Yes.
How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing great.
Yeah?
I'm so I just can't believe that you asked me to do this, because I'm so dull. I'm so unbelievably dull. But I'm gonna so try not to be dull because it's a promo for the show. And so like, oh God, they have this really dull guy on the fucking show.
Of this whole project was doing it live 100% of the time before it was a podcast.
That was my question. That was my one question for you guys, is why live shows? Why are we doing a live show?
A year ago, in the middle of the pandemic, a little panorama.
In the middle of the Portobello.
In the Panna Cotta.
we were missing... We're stupid. To give an audience an opportunity to have something real, a real connection. So
we wanted to connect, honestly. That's what it was. It came out of a place of feeling like, and I'm sure you can, attest to that, the feeling of being in the middle of a terrifying thing in the world and being like, how do I navigate this in a way that is safe for the people around me and also fulfills me in some way artistically, socially, emotionally? And we, we said time and time again, we're in the middle of the desert in Utah, and we were trying to figure out what to do, and we came up with this idea for a live show. We didn't want it to be a cabaret. We wanted it to be something with a little extra, with a little more connection. So we came up with this idea, and we initially pitched it to the BDP crew as a live show to sell. And we were going to do it in November of last year.
Oh, yeah, we were going to do 2 shows a week.
Yeah, we were going to do 8 shows total. We were going to do our first 8 episodes were going to be.
Yeah.
And then we'd do the live show, and then we'd do it as a podcast later. But then... things got worse, BDC closed, blah, blah, blah. We had to pivot to the very first show we were going to do, the very first show we were ever going to do, you were going to be our guest. We were going to fight tooth, claw, and nail to make sure that you were the guy. So this has been like a dream come true for us. Quite honestly. You are one of our favorite humans.
You are very, very super kind.
I was actually talking to my mother about you the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, Wayne Kennedy, anytime I'm in a room with Wayne, I just think, I'm so lucky to be in a room with Wayne.
Jesus.
Honestly, I get excited every time I walk into that building, you're there. Anytime we go golfing or anything, it's like it is an extra bonus to be able to spend time with you. And I talked to my mother about you too, just so you know.
Yeah. My mom cannot get over Les Mis at their Vatican.
Oh, right.
Kennedy, incredible. He was show,
I know. Something about Wayne. I was like, yeah, we golf now.
Yes. And me, you.
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
And a lot of people have had the pleasure of watching you do that. You've been at BDC for how many years?
I guess it's going to be 32?
Wow.
Maybe 31. What year is it now?
2021.
Really? Yeah. Already, huh? What for thing for since 1991? I started in 91. Yeah, so depressing, super depressing. But
and people have seen you on that stage for 32 years, and you've worked around town at other various venues and places on Denver Center Stage, a billion other places, Arvada Center. You are well known in the sound, and you are a person that people go, oh, I know Wayne, I saw him in this, and it blew my mind. That's a thing, and I think what those people are lucky enough to witness is what you're able to do on stage and the way that you do that and the way you carry yourself and how present you are and the characters that you create in the moment for them. But what they don't get, the absolute joy, is sit around the table and drink bourbon with you.
Yeah.
Like, there is no greater thing. They truly are. So
yeah.
This is our opportunity to let those people in onto our friend Wayne. That's why I want to do this, because you're such an incredible human that the world needs to know a little bit more about the soul of Wayne Kennedy, because it's pretty incredible. So that's why you, that's why this,
yeah.
That's why now.
And that's why you need to come to our live show on August 6th.
Listeners.
Yeah.
To hear Wayne talk about his life and music and all the things you wanted to ask him after a show, but you were too afraid.
Right.
You don't know him. He's like, that's a performer. And it's not like we're people in a zoo that they can come up and tap a glass and be like, hey, what music do you like?
Or at the theater, at actors, you shouldn't just hey. Yeah, right. You tap at the thing. I had a lady do that to me in Guys and Dolls at the theater. She pulled on my pant leg. I don't know anybody who's listening who hasn't been to BDT stage. There's a level of the seating and the tables that is on the same level as the stage, if you want to walk on for there. And I was following behind Brian Norber, who was wonderful in that show, and I was nicely, and he just ate. I just followed and ate and said funny things. And he was eating all the time, and so Brian goes up, and he's having a scene. He's there. He and Shelley are there doing a thing on stage, and I'm just standing waiting because I was with him. It's part of the show. And I feel on my pant leg, tuck, 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 tuck. Yeah, they're doing the, and then tuck, 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 tuck. And so finally, I was like, I looked down, you know, and the lady goes, we loved you in The King and I. That loud.
What was it?
It was C25. It was right dead center platform. We loved you in The King and I. And I was like, thank you so much, but they're acting. They're doing a thing. Thank you. That's wonderful. I'm so glad you enjoyed it. But so don't tap on the glass for the actors either. Don't pull on their pant. Like, I mean, do. It's fine. It wasn't upsetting, but she. I don't know how Brian felt about it. I guess that was the thing. Is I'm not sure how they. I thought it was funny.
That's people are wild. When they're watching something, people like they do things that don't think they think they do. They say things. They interact with the world around them in a way that they don't be at home and they can like just scratch themselves or like do weird stuff. Everyone picks their nose in the car.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. It's okay. It's your time to get in there. Get the demons out.
Yeah.
Sometimes a prospector. That's what we call a callback. Bring it back, ladies and gentlemen. Comedy.
So yeah, we wanted to take this opportunity to hang out with Wayne and bring up the live show.
Because people are going to be sorely mistaken and sad if they miss out on the live show with you. Because we've been here for like 20 minutes and around a fire and live, and I'm so jazzed.
I have goosebumps.
What did you say?
I have goosebumps. Right there,
I have goosebumps. I have goosebumps.
No, go with it. First off, that's
Oh, nice. sure.
It's done amphibiously. Half in water, half on land. And it is...
Which part's in water?
Well, I'll tell you. It's the sidestep into the water, and then like a back paddle turn out of the water. And then the idea is you know, the back paddle turn is scooping the water.
Sure. So the scoop is the water part. The scoop, where's the goose? The goose scoop. The goose is going in, the scoop is coming out. That's a fabulous dance. Later we'll do a TikTok of all three of us doing the goose scoop.
Well, I'll do it right now.
That's spectacular. Listen.
It is my
scoop, everybody.
It is my mission in life to make Leo follow through on his improv thing. He gets so mad at me.
Well, he's holding me accountable.
That's friendship.
Sure it is.
Yes, he's
yes, you're the yes, I'm the
yes. Yeah,
and.
Anyway.
Listen.
We're dumb. So, what has brought us here together? Music.
Wayne is holding a guitar.
Yes.
Yes. Because Jack is busy. He's doing a thing. Now, we can start by saying I'm no Jack. You know, he's brilliant. Then he picks up the guitar.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, listen, screw. Yeah, screw you, man. I don't even want to hang out with you anymore. That's just intimidating. And I hate that prick. I love him. He's amazing. He's amazing. But he's not here. And so, and this was a promo thing. And so. And you were kind enough to not pressure me to do any music, which was fabulous as well. Leo cooked steak. It was spectacular, and corn and zucchini. What a good night. We have a fire. Anyway, so in any case, I'm going to play a thing, and it may be kind of sad, but I'm going to play it anyway. I don't care. Because the songs, that's part, and we don't want to give any the entire thing away, or else, no, we don't need the live show. But
yeah.
I'm not a musical theater music guy,
yeah.
Which is strange because that's all I've done with my life. I mean, literally all I've done with my professional life is musical theater, but I don't know. It just that's. That's for on stage, and it's a different thing. And in general, I like to sit around and play the guitar and sing, which Julie will attest to ad nauseum. I just do it, so I'm gonna do that thing. But everybody's over, and so I pick this song. It's The Crowded Table, and it's by the Highwaymen. And I was telling them earlier. I've discovered the song and thought it was. An amazing discovery. I'm like, this is the coolest song.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody else knows this song. It'll be so unique when I do it. It's not. It was like, it was the hit. It was their hit for the whole damn band. It was like, this is our song. This is what everybody, so I'm sure everybody has heard it. And so that's the deal. But it made me think about tonight because of the fire and the kind of thing. Is this the part where I do it, or should we do I?
Also, you had a bit of a party table today.
We did, and that's I loved everything about that because that's my favorite part.
And one of my favorite
is people.
One of my favorite things about you is your ability to bring people together and the joy that it gives you to have the people you love around the table.
Sure.
It speaks to Wayne Kennedy a lot, so I'm very glad you chose this song.
All right.
Joe's gonna step the fire.
Oh, good. You can hear the crackles. You can hold my hand when you need to let go. I can be your mountain when you're feeling valley low. I can be your street light, showing you the way home. You can hold my hand when you need to. Just let go. I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire. For everyone, let us take on the world while we still are able, and bring us back together when day is done. If we want a garden, we're gonna have to sow the seed. Plant a little happiness, let the roots run deep. If it's love that we give, then it's love that we reap. If we want a garden, we're gonna have to sow the seeds. Whoa, I want a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire for everyone. Let us take on the world while we still are able, and bring us back together when day is done. Oh, the door is always open, your picture's on my wall. Everyone's a little broken, and everyone belongs. Yeah, everyone belongs. In a house with a crowded table and a place by the fire. For everyone, let us take on the world while we still are able, and bring us back together when day is done. Just bring us back together when day is done. Thanks for letting me do that. That made me really happy. Thanks.
I don't know if you can see it by the glisten of the fire, but my face is covered in tears.
I don't know if it's a smoke.
Nope. No, it is not the smoke. When that was Wayne, I said it before you started, and as I slobber all over the microphone because I'm crying. That song is just so you. It just feels like every moment we've ever had together, every time we talk about the world at large, things like that, it always comes back to you just wanting to let people in. And you've always done that. And it speaks to the man you are, the person you are, the father, the husband, the family man you are, just the kind of guy that you are is, come to my table, let's have a meal, let's talk about anything. And sitting here listening to that, especially after the year that we've all had, I'm just like, Jesus.
Right. Yeah. It's just, yeah, just the chance to be back together again. Just to, I would love the house to be full of people, revelry every night, partying and happy, and come over and eat and watch some TV and whatever. But I dig that stuff. I only made one mistake. I think that's a plus. Yeah, Jack will catch it, that prick. That's a callback as well. Yeah. I thanks. That's all I got for you. That was really fun. That was great. That was great. Yeah, I've kind of been fiddling with that song for a while, and I wanted to play it for somebody. I'm glad I played it for you. I think that when I just first learned it, I played it for Julie, but it was late and it was not interesting and it wasn't good. I didn't do it well, but so I kept working on it until I could get through it. So in any case, so that's the kind of stuff that fires me up. So there probably will be no If I Were a Rich Man at the live show, but this stuff makes me really happy, and I'll get to do it with a piano player that'll maybe cover up my guitar playing. So that's gonna be great too.
And the thing is, like, what I hope that you hear from this and what the listener hears from this is that the evening with us and you around the campfire is not about Wayne's greatest hits.
Right.
It's the other things that have filled in between those greatest hits. What filled you, what music moved you, the things that the song that spoke to you about your life and the world as you've moved through it. And I think it's far more interesting for you to play a song that means something to you than it means, you know, than something that, help me out, Leo.
Yeah.
Are in King and I. I loved you in King and I.
I loved you in King. Hey. Can I get that call? Can I have a honey
pack? I'll do
the
sugar.
Yeah,
you want
the blue one?
Yeah.
But,
real thing.
There's music that gets us through life. There's music that we find that connects and aligns with our goals, which I think is what this song is.
Yeah.
And you can hear that when you play it, is that you believe it.
Yeah, because we're looking for a piece of you. And that was it. And you just shared that so kindly with us in your backyard, in front of a fire with your family. You just shared that piece of you with us, and it's so unbelievably special.
Cool. So come to the live show, for God's sake, because, yeah.
Come to the live show.
Yes, he is.
Bigfoot. Bigfoot. So yeah, use promo code Bigfoot to get $5 off your tickets.
Mm-hmm. You can get those tickets at bdtstage.com mm-hmm. or by calling the box office at 303-449-6000.
Damn. Guys, I'm always so impressed when you remember that. Is that a bad courtesy lap? I'm sorry.
Hey, sorry.
It's also a good time to explain a little bit about the tickets.
Yeah.
You get a meal. You get a campfire meal. Mm-hmm. Your choice of like a burger, a veggie burger, a hot dog, a shrimp packet. Excuse me? That sounds amazing.
I've never had shrimp while camping.
Well,
then you haven't been doing it right.
You're right. You've done it wrong.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Oh Jesus, I didn't know that. That's spectacular.
That was a deal breaker for us. We said s'mores when we're out.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, we walked in there like we owned the place.
Yeah.
We said it's s'mores or nothing.
Whatever. Nice. We could do it around the campfire again. She could come over. She knows where I live.
Oh,
no, that's good. That's a good thing. I don't know. You have to sing with me.
What song are we singing? This is unrehearsed.
Oh, good. I'm certainly not going to tell you what fucking song it is then. No.
You know what? Just go for it. Yeah. Really
fast. Oh, no. You'll know it. Well, it used to seem to me that my life went on too fast, and I had to take it slowly just to make the good parts last. When you're born to run, it's so hard to just slow down. So don't be surprised to see me in the brighter part of town, and I'll be back in the high life again. All the doors I closed before will open up again. I'll be back in the high life again. All the
I can't believe you fuckers don't know this song.
Who doesn't know Back in the High Life? Who doesn't know that tune? All right.
I'm so sorry.
I told you I'm so embarrassed.
That's okay. That's all right.
Who wrote it? James Taylor? John Denver?
John Denver?
Johnny
Mitchell? All right, so here's the deal. What's going to happen? That was a little teaser. That was a little teaser. And the next time that we get together in a live show with all the people that are listening to this right now, we'll do this song. And they'll have heard it. It's a pop song. It's a different arrangement. It's a different guy. It's kind of a different guy doing it. But we're doing that on the live show. They'll find that you got to come to find out.
If, you know, if, with Leo
What? Yeah, you'll learn the song. You'll sing it with me because it's a pandemic song. It's about being back in the. It's about people watching us again. It's about getting back in the high life. It's back. We're coming back. And because there's part of us that's part of a thing that we miss, and it's not, at least for me, it's not people applauding and tugging on my pant sleeve and complimenting the show. It's the act of doing it with you guys. It's the thing that is precious to me is the act of doing it on stage, and the audience is a character in that play, but really what's rewarding, what people don't know is the thing that we get to do. And it feels like getting back to that would be spectacular. So we'll tell the whole story at the live show. Come here, they'll sing harmony. Jack will play piano, and he'll take a solo. And I feel great about all that. That was the teaser. Come to the damn show. Because I'm not playing any more of this guitar thing, yeah. I'm so old. No. That's completely a song from my childhood that just like I grew up with. And but of course you weren't born then. You know, yeah. Right. Right. And I was listening to this song in high school, so yeah. 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 Yeah, I'll send you all the stuff. I bet when you hear the original, you'll go, "Oh, I recall that as in a karaoke bar, possibly." Oh, sure. Wow. Yeah, stir the fire.
That's really nice. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us on our first
Around the Campfire.
I guess now is a good time to confess to our listeners that we do not have an active live campfire.
Oh, right. I guess we're kind of blowing that, aren't we?
Well, I can spoil it for everybody.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's real cute.
The ambiance is...
All of our guests comment on it.
They do. They say, wow. The aesthetic is on point.
Yeah. And so are the snacks. And we even...
We have snacks tonight.
We have snacks tonight. We take care of our guests here at the campfire.
We do.
That's what we do.
Anyways, come see the live show.
Yes.
With the unbelievably wonderful Wayne Kennedy on August 6th.
And
we will...
On the fifth.
Yeah, that's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, and use
promo code Bigfoot for $5 off.
All one word, lowercase, Bigfoot. And
we'll see you guys August 5th and 6th.
Yeah.
Around the campfire.
Guitar
by Wayne Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Theme music by George Roberts.
Artwork by Haley Gray Smith. Tonight's episode was recorded at the Kennedy Manor.
At the Kennedy Manor. Maison de Kennedy. outside in their backyard around a real campfire.
Oh, like, boop. He's like, added it for flavor. It sounds so good. That was a chimichurri on the stick right there.
Wow.
The chimichurri on the stick.
Yes.
Boom. All right, we're done. We did it.
Wow. We did it.
Thanks, Wayne.
You guys are so kind.